Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this concept that a memorizer of the Quran or a hafiz of the Quran will be granted this privilege by the Almighty, that he will be able to intercede for 10 of his own household. And of course, the narrative says that these 10 households would be people for whom hell has become incumbent, and it has become mandatory upon them because of their misdeeds that they should be consigned to hell. For such people, a memorizer of the Quran, according to a certain narrative, he will be able to intercede and win for them paradise. Now, this narrative has been quoted in various hadith books, for example, in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, similarly in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Darimi. And a typical text of this narrative reads, the narrative itself is reported by Ali ibn Abi Talib, رضي الله عنه, and he says that, قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مَنْ قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَاسْتَزْهَرَهُ فَأَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامَهُ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَشَفَّعَهُ فِي عَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. And the words which later on follow are وَجَبَتْ لَهُ النَّارِ. A simple translation to this would be that a person who read the Quran and then memorized it, and he regarded its prohibited things as prohibited and regarded its allowed things as allowed, the Almighty through this through these deeds of his would grant him paradise. And then he will be able to intercede for 10 of his household people, 10 of his people, 10 of the people who belong to his family, for whom hell has become incumbent, for whom hell has become mandatory. Now, Tirmidhi himself has, for example, qualified this narrative and said it is hasanun gharib. And he goes on to say that this narrative has a suspect personality, a suspect narrator in it, and his name is Hafs ibn Sulaiman. And he comments on him by saying, Laysa huwa bil qawi yuza'afu fil hadith. And he's not at all a worthy transmitter, and he has been regarded as weak in matters of hadith. This is what his own comments are. So therefore, this narrative is not soundly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Moreover, about Hafs ibn Sulaiman, the comments of our hadith authorities, as I'd like to point out, are very, very tough and very, very strong against him. Thus, for example, in the opinion of Abdurrahman ibn Abi Hatim, Abdurrahman ibn Yusuf ibn Khirash, an Imam Muslim, he is matrukul hadith. He has been abandoned in matters of hadith. Ali ibn Madini and Abu Zurra regard him to be za'iful hadith, which means he is weak in matters of hadith. In the opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in, he is laysa bisiqa, and a similar opinion is attributed to An-Nisa'i. Abdurrahman ibn Yusuf ibn Khirash says that he's a great liar and that he forges, he concocts narratives. So these comments are enough to tell us that Hafs ibn Sulaiman is not at all a reliable narrator. And therefore, this narrative, of course, we cannot say that it is safely and soundly ascribed to the Prophet. And the concept that a memorizer of the Quran would be able to intercede for 10 of his family, 10 people of his family, for whom hell has become mandatory, this, of course, has no grounds, because this narrative is not even soundly ascribed to the Prophet. And furthermore, what needs to be considered even more is that this narrative, of course, goes against the Quran as well. The Quranic concept of intercession, we know, is clearly mentioned at various places in the Quran. It clearly says that the justice of the Almighty shall prevail, and nothing which is wrong or false shall be converted to what is right, and what is wrong shall remain wrong. We know in Surah Naba the words are waqala sawaba. Whatever a person who intercedes for some other person will say, it shall be based on the truth. It cannot convert some falsehood, that thing cannot convert a falsehood into some truth. And so therefore this narrative is also against the Quran. And we can hence safely say at the end that this concept that 10 people can be interceded for by a memorizer of the Quran, and those 10 people for whom hell has become mandatory, this is an absolutely alien concept. The narrative which describes this whole notion is not soundly ascribed to the Prophet, and the content also is against the Quran. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات